This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was one of Governor Snyder's main initiatives when he came into office to build a new international bridge from Detroit to Canada, Windsor, Ontario, to be exact. After being rebuffed time and again by the state legislature, including many members of his own party, Republicans who were against the idea of a new bridge, the governor went it alone. Last May, Governor Snyder signed a deal with Canada in which that country promised to pay for the construction of the new span over the Detroit River. But there is now a new wrinkle. Word came last week that Democratic State Representative Fred Durhall is challenging that deal in court. Durhall is also running for mayor of Detroit, and he says the governor does not have the legal authority to make this deal, so he's filed a lawsuit in Ingham County. And Representative Fred Durhall joins us now from the Capitol in Lansing. Representative, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you, Ms. Canty, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Well, let's begin with your challenge. This is a challenge you're bringing because you're saying Governor Snyder went around the legislature and he cannot enter into an agreement with a foreign government without the okay of the State House and Senate, but the governor says he does have the authority under the Urban Cooperation Act. So your response?
Well, our response to that, of course, is that he's violated the Michigan Constitution and Michigan statutes by executing this crossing agreement and purporting to bind the state of Michigan without any approval from the Michigan legislature.
Now, I know there's been a lot of discussion about who is going to really pay, and will Michigan taxpayers wind up paying for the bridge without approval from the legislature? But Canada has agreed to front Michigan's $550 million share of the cost. Do you not believe the Canadian government?
I don't think so. I can't recall a time when somebody came up to me and offered me $550 million with no strings attached. This is going to bind the citizens of the state of Michigan further down the road to pay for a bridge when the traffic on that bridge doesn't justify, in terms of tolls, being able to pay for it. And eventually, I believe that the cost is going to be passed on to the citizens of this state. And because there were so many questions with regard to whether that is going to happen or no, members of the Michigan legislature in the Senate and in the House, many opposed it.
Now, it has to be brought up that it's been made public that you've received campaign contributions from Maddie Maroon, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, and certainly a staunch opponent of the building of that bridge that Governor Snyder wants.
Well, I guess that's true, but I'm not the only person who's received money from Manny Maroon. I think there have been a number of legislators who have, but I don't think that has a thing to do with the process. And the reason why the suit is being filed is because of what we perceive to be an overreach by the governor.
Have you had any conversations with Mr. Maroon or any members of his family or associates of his about the filing of this lawsuit?
No, I have not.
Would you agree that whether or not it's true that you're doing this as any quid pro quo, could you see how accepting campaign cash from Maddie Maroon might not look good, especially to voters who overwhelmingly rejected the bridge proposal last November?
Well, I think voters probably misunderstood the question that was put on the ballot, and I think that because of the rush, there were a number of ballot questions on the ballot, and people got stuff confused. I'm pretty sure they did. But even at that, the final vote said that the citizens were in favor of doing the bridge. I don't care about all of that. What I care about is the procedure that we are using in order to get there.
Just one more time to be clear. So the $7,000 in campaign contributions from Mr. Maroon.
$7,000 is nothing. I think I make more than that in my salary. Not only that, but I don't think I'm for sale for $7,200 or whatever it is that the newspapers have reported. I've been in this business for more than 30 years, and I think you can rest assured that it's going to take a hell of a lot more than $7,000 to buy me if that were the case. I'm not for sale in any case.
So, Representative Durhall, what is your desired outcome? What do you want to see? Do you want this going back to the legislature?
That's exactly what I want to see. I want to see an injunctive relief, which will stop them from taking this agreement and making it legal. And in addition to that, we want them to bring it back to the legislature and run it through the proper channels again and see if he can get it done.
State Representative Fred Durhall, Democrat from District 5, also candidate for mayor of Detroit. Sir, thank you very much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you very much.
I'm Cynthia Canty. Each and every day, the Stateside team works hard to make sure that we're bringing you perspective and insights about the big news stories facing our state. Stateside is the place to talk about what's happening and make sense of it. The reports, the analysis, those conversations, they all cost money. Stateside, like all the shows on Michigan Radio, is funded by listener dollars. Almost 60% of Michigan Radio's funding comes from listeners, people like you who recognize the value this station plays in our community. Today, we're asking you to step forward, do your part to keep this show and this station strong. Make a gift of $5, $10, maybe $50 a month. Call 888-258-9866 or pledge online at michiganradio.org. Here's Zoe Clark and Tamar Charney to tell you more about the spring membership drive.